Gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. The whole history behind colonization weighs heavily on the shoulders of indigenous people and people of African descent. And the consequences of that is clear, but now those consequences are more complex. Since the abolition of slavery in the 19th century and in 1880, later on, the victims and their descendants are fighting to get their rights recognized. Reparation have been part and parcel of the liberation movements over the years, and also anti-colonial, anti-imperialist movements, as well as pan-Africanist movements, civil rights and political rights in Latin America, North America, and the Caribbean, particularly since the 1930s, right up to 1990. The legal system in Venezuela lays as a main principle justice, human rights, etc., and the development and defense of individuals and their dignity, building a fair society and keeping peace, promoting prosperity and the well-being of peoples so that there is peaceful coexistence in order to achieve the best possible existence for Venezuelans. Over the last few years, our legal framework has been changing in order to adapt itself to changes in line with the relevant conventions in order to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related forms of intolerance. Clearly and severely sanctioning issues and crimes against or crimes of racism and xenophobia. If we look at our organic law against racial discrimination, the Venezuelan state ensures access to education, etc., and also ensures that victims are able to have their rights recognized, protecting the vulnerable so that they can get reparation and that there is accountability on the part of those who are the perpetrators. We also raise the awareness amongst all the bodies working within our state on the importance of human rights. We also have training to eradicate discriminatory treatment, doing away with racial profiling to ensure that we don't have racism and xenophobia in our country. Thank you.